Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program this morning the 4-H agent with the Cooperative Extension Service in Yadkin County, Melissa Stabner. Hello, Melissa.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well.
Yes, I am. And you?
I am doing well. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We really appreciate it. I want to talk some 4-H. And let's just start out by talking about the National 4-H Week and your fall programming, Melissa.
National 4-H Week is a celebration that's held across the country every year. Approximately 6 million youth are involved in 4-H. And it's always held the first full week of October. This year, it'll be October 5th through the 11th. And what we try to do during Fall 4-H Week is just show people how fantastic our organization is, how diverse it is, and all the wonderful opportunities that are available to young people by participating through 4-H.
Now, this may be a very big question, Melissa. How do you go about doing that? Do you have a lot of things planned? Or
We don't schedule a real lot of things. We try to promote it during that week. We, this week, are going to be starting with our celebration by doing Operation Christmas Child, being a part of that, taking our county council out and going shopping and filling some shoe boxes. We will be at the Dixie Classics Fair with many of our youth exhibiting both in the educational building and also at the livestock shows that are held there. And the fair is a big highlight for our young people. Many of them have worked hard all year long, and this is kind of their culmination, Dixie Classic Fair and State Fair.
Yeah.
So those are some of the main things that we will be doing. Also, our fall programming, we do a big school enrichment program for all of the sixth grades in Yadkin County. We will have approximately 500 sixth graders come to the Yadkin County Park, and we have an environmental field day that educates youth about the importance of the environment. Some of the stations will include recycling, forestry, soils, just so that they get to understand how important it is to our natural resources and how that we can better protect them and utilize them.
It also gives us an idea, Melissa, just how diverse 4-H is, right?
Yes, 4-H has many wonderful and diverse opportunity available to youth ages 5 through 18. Another focus area that we do a lot of work in the fall is our community service efforts. Youth that are involved in community service and giving back at a young age, research does indicate that they are more likely as adults to be involved and have leadership roles within their community.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that we do during the fall are we will be doing our Operation Christmas Child. We'll do a workshop and pack shoeboxes for those in foreign countries. We will be doing a litter sweep, a countywide litter sweep on November 8th. And we will have areas within the county that will be targeted where we will actually go out and try and beautify the community and pick up some of the litter and trash along the roadsides. This is an effort that's being coordinated by our Yadkin County Beautification Committee and something that we want our young people getting involved cleaning up the community and the roadsides and realizing how important it is to beautify and try to keep our areas clean.
So many great things you have the kids involved in. It's terrific.
And additionally, besides those, we will be doing our annual military mail where our young people write holiday cards to our military men and women who are serving and not able to be home, thanking them for the wonderful work they do to protect us. And we will be delivering our Thanksgiving meals, which is a tradition for probably at least 12 years since I've been doing it. That is sponsored by the Yadkin County United Fund. They make all the arrangements for the meals. And then our 4-H'ers come down here on Thanksgiving morning and they get roots and they deliver the meals to the shut-ins on Thanksgiving Day.
What a great experience that is.
And it's an eye-opening experience for our young people just to go out and do that and meet people. And it really makes them realize how fortunate they are, and this is something we try to do throughout the year. focus on service and giving back to people. It's not just during a holiday season or a certain time of the year. There are a lot of needs here in our community, and it is something if everybody can be involved and give a little bit of their time or talent, it makes for a better community.
Our guest is Melissa Stabner. Melissa Stabner is the 4-H agent with the Cooperative Extension in Yadkin County. We're talking about, a number of the great things that 4-H'ers have planned coming up and things that they do pretty much all year long. And I also want to touch on something else, Melissa. I understand that Yadkin County has a state 4-H officer. Tell us a little bit about how that happens, the process maybe, and what's going on with her.
I will tell you, it is Madeline Jones, and she is from East End and has been in 4-H for 13 years. From the information that I've gathered here at the office, this is only the second time that Yadkin County has had a state officer. She was really inspired to run for office. She served as a district officer last year. When I first met Madeline, it was 13 years ago, and she was a very quiet and shy and timid young lady. And through participating in a variety of different activities and programs and projects, she gained a lot of leadership skills as well as public speaking skills, and she just really wanted to, again, give back to that organization that has meant so much for her.
That is terrific. I mean, what a way to, really change somebody's life. I mean, 4-H obviously changed hers, and now she's in a position to help change a lot of other lives, too. I think that's terrific.
I think that's a wonderful way, and it takes a lot of dedication. It does involve a lot of time commitment, travel. She will be attending and already has attended numerous things. She was elected at her state 4-H Congress the end of June, and she has traveled to 4 or 5 counties already doing programs and leadership workshops. Additionally, we had our state council conference in Raleigh, where our state officers presided and did numerous workshops and interactive activities with the young people. She's really excited and motivated about it, and we are very fortunate to have her here in the county, and she's been a real asset to our 4-H program.
Absolutely. It sounds like she is a very impressive young lady. That's terrific. Tell me, Melissa, a little bit about, we know that 4-H relies a lot on volunteers, so let's talk about that some. How can one become a volunteer, and how involved is it?
We have different types of volunteer opportunities. I think that's probably the most challenging job when you work with young people is the need to find caring adults that will make a commitment to be involved with our young people with whatever aspect interests them. We have a need for volunteers with specific interests they may have and want to share with young people. And then we have volunteers like club leaders who want to make a long-term commitment.
Mm-hmm.
We can use volunteers, for instance, at our environmental field day if they were just interested in certain aspects or areas. We can use them several times throughout the year when we have large major programs. Or if they're willing to make that long-term commitment, we can help them organize a club and get involved with young people on a regular basis.
What process would someone go through to become a volunteer?
We do have an application process that they fill out an application, and we'll have to go through the standard background check that we ensure that all of our volunteers who work with our children on a long-term basis have been background checked. It's not a lengthy process. It's a very simple process, filling out the application and having a background check done, giving us that information.
And they can get probably the information about all this through your office. I guess they could call you, right, if they want to know more?
Yes, they can. I can be reached at area code 336-679-2061, or they can go on our North Carolina 4-H website, Google North Carolina 4-H, and they can go and find the information on how to become a volunteer.
It is such a wonderful program, and it literally does change people's lives, or it certainly sets them in a positive direction, and it stays with them. I think 4-H'ers, it stays with them their entire lives.
I agree. Growing up in a 4-H program myself, I speak from experience. it provided me a really solid foundation with a lot of development of life skills and even friendships that you make for life. It is a wonderful organization. There's something for everybody. We do need volunteers to become involved so that we can continue to grow and build a program and provide opportunities for young people that'll make a difference in their lives.
So folks, if you have any inclination whatsoever to help young folks and help them in a very positive way, please call Melissa and get started on becoming a 4-H volunteer. It's a wonderful experience. Melissa Stabner, I thank you for sharing time with us today. Thanks for all the hard work you do with the 4-H in Yadkin County. We appreciate it and look forward to our next visit.
Okay, thank you very much.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.